Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, people with flu-like symptoms are being urged to speak to their GP, either via services or pharmacists, and not to attend emergency departments unless necessary. Stanis yellow weather warnings have been issued for 5 coastal counties, including Donegal. A Midlands Northwest MEP has welcomed proposed changes to credit union lending rules. And better communication between teachers, teachers' unions and the Department of Education is needed. That's according to the Donegal Regional Officer for the Irish Second Level Student Union. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Aisling Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, people with flu-like symptoms are being urged to speak to their GP, either via services or pharmacist, and not to attend emergency departments unless it's strictly necessary. The number of people in a hospital has rapidly grown since the weekend, with close to 870 flu cases admitted. Dr. Helen Cooper, Specialist Registrar, Department of Public Health, HSC West and Northwest, says it's putting a huge strain on hospitals.
We're seeing large numbers of people coming into A&E and large numbers of people needing to be admitted into hospital with flu and with RSV in particular at the moment. This, as you can imagine, is putting a lot of pressure on our hospitals, and we're also seeing the impacts on our nursing homes as well. So across the country at the moment, we have 900 people having treatment for flu at this very moment in our hospitals.
And how can people protect themselves and others at this time?
So we would first of all ask people to look up some information on the HSE if they're feeling unwell. Look for advice on how to look after themselves at home in the first instance. Most people will get better from flu or RSV without needing to go to hospital or without needing to see another healthcare professional. If you're feeling unwell, look for other options, including GP out of ours, and pharmacies as well, to get the care that you need. And lastly, if you haven't had your vaccination for flu this season yet, we would urge people to still avail of that. That's still available for people in the category who are at higher risk for flu.
And how important is it for those people to get the flu vaccine? We know there is sometimes some pushback on getting the vaccine, but for those who are vulnerable?
For those who are vulnerable, we know that the flu vaccine works. It can stop people getting infected in the first place, and it can stop people getting more unwell if they do become infected. You're less likely to need hospital treatment if you have your flu vaccine. It can also stop you from spreading it to others as well. So if you yourself are vulnerable, or you've got other people in your family who are vulnerable, we'd strongly recommend still getting the flu vaccine to protect you for the rest of this winter season.
Paddy Hill, who is one of the Birmingham Six, has died at the age of 80. He was one of 6 men from Northern Ireland who were jailed for life after they were wrongly accused of involvement in the 1974 Birmingham pub bombings. Paddy Hill was released from jail in 1991 and set up the Miscarriages of Justice organisation to support others who had been wrongly accused of crimes. He passed away peacefully at home earlier today. Stormont's economy minister will contest the Seanad election next month. The Sinn Féin minister says if elected, he'll bring a strong northern voice to the House. Conor Murphy has been outlining his priorities.
The debate that's going to be critical in the time ahead is going to be around planning for Irish reunification. I've put a lot of work and effort in over the last number of years in terms of the finances of that, in terms of the All-Ireland economy and my current role. And so I think there is an opportunity for me to bring not just a northern voice into the Oireachtas and the debate that will happen there, but also that experience, that knowledge.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says looking towards 2025, there's a lot of positivity for the area, but also a lot of fighting needed to get a number of projects over the line. Plans for a shorefront project for Buncrana have been in motion for a number of years now, with progress expected to be made next year. While after much disappointment, efforts will also continue to secure funding for Buncrana Leisure Centre and other much sought-after projects, including for Fort Dunry and Malin Head. Councillor Jack Murray says the need for redress for defective concrete block homeowners will also be high on his agenda in the coming months.
There's much positivity to look forward to in the year ahead, and that all of us as elected representatives in the Inishowen Peninsula will be be pushing. We, of course, want to push the shorefront development in Buncrana to get that huge amount of investment into the town. The likes of Fort Dunree, Malin Head development will be a priority that we can get over the line. And there's much fighting to be done too. We want to see Buncrana Leisure Centre finally getting the funding it deserves. We want to see Scully Sagan progressing, and of course Crana College, Classic Killaloe, and Gales Club Buncrana getting the long-awaited top-class school facilities they need with the appropriate playing field. So there's much positivity to look forward to. There's much fighting to be done. And of course, I'm mindful of all those in defective houses too that will need all their political representatives working together to finally get a redress scheme that's suitable for all.
And you mentioned there the defective concrete block. Homeowners, unfortunately, we're now entering another year where yet there are so many of them that are still living in houses that are crumbling around them. And it's a bit disappointing for them, I understand, going into the new year like this.
Yeah, I'd say frustrating would be an understatement for those people. The campaign has been going on now for 10 years or more. People are still living in completely inadequate housing, dangerous housing. People are fearful of housing collapsing, and there's still so many thousands of people that just simply can't access this scheme. So that's one that's Cathaoirleach. I will want to be driving forward as we go into 2025, and I know no doubt we'll have the support and cooperation of all elected representatives in Inishowen, and that's just one thing that we all have to continue to fight for until we finally get the 100% redress scheme that our people deserve.
Status yellow weather warnings have been issued for 5 coastal counties. The first of those has already come into effect in Donegal. Kelly Murphy reports.
A status yellow warning for rain is in effect in Donegal until 11 a.m. tomorrow, while a 24-hour rain warning for Cork and Kerry kicks in at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, a yellow alert for wind is in place for Donegal, Mayo and Galway from midnight tonight until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Joanna Donnelly from Met Éireann says coastal areas will be the worst affected.
Strongest winds will be at the coast. There's impacts further inland as well, of course, with any loose branches or any loose objects not tied down. They could be moving around in the strong winds. And at the coastal areas as well, we've got wave overtopping due to those strong onshore winds.
Gardaí are appealing to road users to take care on the roads during the bad weather over the busy New Year period. It comes as 178 people have died on Irish roads so far this year. Chief Superintendent of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, Jane Humphreys, is appealing to motorists to drive carefully.
To all of us who will be taken to the roads over the New Year period, perhaps you're returning home, perhaps you're getting ready to return to work next week, our message is simple, that we would like you to slow down, to take extra care and to give your driving your full attention.
Donegal County Council will spend almost €199 million on day-to-day operations and services in 2025. That's just over €1.88 million less than was originally included in the draft budget, a reduction of less than 1%. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The draft budget presented to members of Donegal County Council 4 weeks ago envisaged expenditure of almost €200,794,000. However, when it became clear that members would not accept the commercial rates increase sought by the chief executive, a revised figure was agreed that envisages a reduction of 0.9% in the council's anticipated income, requiring a similar cut in expenditure in order to balance the budget. The biggest cut will be a €992,382 reduction in the budget for agency and recoupable services. That's a drop of 12.5%. Administration of rates will see a cut of €378,086. That's down 4%. There's a €140,000 cut in spending on national secondary road maintenance, down 9%, while local road maintenance and improvement will see a much smaller reduction of €40,000, down 0.2%. The council has published a full list of the adjustments. That list can be accessed on our website, highlandradio.com.
A Midlands Northwest MEP has welcomed proposed changes to credit union lending rules. Kieran Mullooly says it will be a game changer for addressing the housing crisis and supporting local communities. The proposed central bank changes would allow credit unions to allocate up to 30% of their assets, around €6 billion for mortgages and 10% for business loans. Mr. Mullooly says credit unions must be given the opportunity to exercise their lending power.
Credit unions like the one behind me play an important part in the development of communities around the Midlands and the Northwest, and indeed supporting families who need to borrow money from time to time. But there are plans coming in the new year of 2025 that will hopefully allow the credit union to go much further. providing mortgages, decent mortgages, and indeed providing support for small businesses. Significant grants and loans for small businesses. Now, to do this, changes are necessary, both here in Ireland at the Central Bank and indeed at European level. And recently I met with the credit union movement and I've offered them my full support for this. I believe the credit union has a major role to play as a third banking force in this country. This great organisation, set up by the late, great John Hume a long time ago, has much more of a role to play in community. It has the money in the bank. It has the assets. Now it must be given the opportunity to use new powers for mortgages and business loans.
Better communication between teachers, teachers' unions and the Department of Education is needed. That's the view of the Donegal Regional Officer for the Irish Second Level Student Union as students prepare for Leaving Cert changes. Two new subjects are set to be added to the curriculum next year, while students will also be allowed to use AI in the preparation of research projects worth up to 40% in some science and creative subjects. Cassie Lamb says there's still a lot of uncertainty.
It's an even off playing field. Some students are delighted to see it, some others aren't. I think if you're into project work, it's a lot of pressure off you. You're going into your exam, you have 40% of your subject done, whereas other students rather sit down and do the traditional Leaving Cert. But that won't be happening now in the future. This is going to be the new traditional of it will be all project work. So I would say majority students are delighted to see it come forth.
And with all these changes, do you think it's fair that it's continually reviewed, the Leaving Cert, or would you far rather going forward it's kind of the same?
I would like to see for 2025, I'm going to be one of those students. I would just like to see this Leaving Cert stay the same for the next couple of years, because I don't think teachers don't know exactly what's going to happen, let alone students. Project work is a lot, even with the home economics paper. There's always changes to it, and the home ec teachers are only getting the ground out of it now. But again, I just think that we need to put a Leaving Cert in place for the current time and see it how it goes for the next couple of years.
Because it's a lot of uncertainty for students, even going through junior cert, not knowing, you know, they're basing on past papers, but it's hard to do that whenever it's continually changing.
Yeah, because I was actually one of the first years sitting the new junior cert. And again, we knew that we weren't 100% what exam we were going in to sit in. We didn't, the teachers didn't know. So I think it was a little bit of a struggle at times, because any questions we had to ask, we couldn't get a straight answer back because the teachers weren't made aware, which I'm a bit worried of now, of is that going to be the same for the Leaving Cert? Will teachers be actually informed what's going on? So I just think there needs to be a better communication line between teachers, teachers' unions, as well as the Department of Education.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned, mile after mile.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Cliftonville footballer Michael Newbury has died at the age of 27. The former Northern Ireland youth international, who started his career at Newcastle, won two Irish Premiership titles with Linfield. In a statement, Cliftonville said they were devastated to learn about his sudden death. Tonight's games in the Irish Premiership involving his old clubs have been postponed. So Cliftonville's game with Dungannon Swifts and Linfield's match with Larne have now been called off. There is four other games taking place tonight in the Irish League Premiership. Ballymena United will play Glenavon, Carrick Rangers to go on Crusaders, Loughgall will meet Coleraine, and Glentoran are on the road as they go to Portadown. In the Irish League Championship, Institute are in action tonight. They're on the road as they play Newington, while Limavady United, who are second in the table and currently 9 points off the leaders Bangor, they have a home tie against Ballinamallard United. In the League of Ireland, Finn Harps have confirmed the signing of striker Gavin Hodgsons from Shelburne FC. Hodgsons, an Irish underage international, is a graduate of the Shelburne Academy, where he scored an impressive 67 goals in 61 appearances. The 19-year-old made his senior debut aged just 16 and was most recently on loan with Premiership side in the Irish League, Glenavon FC. Harps manager Darren Murphy has told the club website that he's delighted to have Gavin on board for the campaign. He's a brilliant young talent arriving from the champion Shelburne, and a player who has been capped at underage level, and someone who can really bring us that bit of quality in the final third. He added, I have no doubt Gavin can go and excite the fans at Finn Park. Cross channel, Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna says Chelsea manager Enzo Mascara has adapted well to life in the Premier League. The two are familiar with each other, having both been promoted from the Championship last season when the Italian was in charge of Leicester. Ahead of the meeting tonight, McKenna says his opposite number has made the step up well.
I think, of course, went about it a little bit differently, but they've recruited some fantastic players for quite a few transfer windows now, some fantastic young players, and seem to have, you know, really found their way with that.
Well, the Chelsea boss, Enzo Maresca, believes Liam Delap can become a regular on the international stage as he prepares to face his former striker against Ipswich tonight. Maresca coached Delap while in charge of the Manchester City's youth team. He knows the forward, who scored 6 goals this season, will be a threat tonight.
England is quite lucky because they have many good players, good striker. He's working hard off the ball, on the ball, he understands the game, he can score goals, and also because of his age, I think can be an important player for England.
Kick-off to that Ipswich-Chelsea fixture tonight at Portman Road at 7.45, while at the same time, Aston Villa play Brighton. There's an 8 o'clock start then at Old Trafford, where Manchester United host Newcastle. Ahead of that game, Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says there's a lot more to come from Alexander Isak, who knows he can become an even better striker. The Swedish international goes into this evening's fixtures, having scored 10 goals in his last 10 Premier League games. Howe says Isaac's easy to work with, but should ignore the praise he's getting for now.
He's calm, he's cool, he is what you see on the pitch. But I also think with Alex, he does want to improve, and this is the beauty of his attitude, is that he knows that he has to keep adding to his game.
In Italy, AC Milan have a new manager. Sergio Conceição has replaced his fellow Portuguese coach, Paulo Fonseca, who was sacked after 6 months in charge. Sergio was most recently in charge of Porto before leaving in the summer on his own terms. In-stadium announcements for VAR decisions are set to be used for the first time in English football during the EFL Cup semi-finals. It will see referees declare their final decision over PA systems. The trial will run over both legs as Arsenal take on Newcastle and Tottenham play Liverpool. And finally, on to darts. The afternoon session at the PDC World Championships has now concluded. England's Nathan Aspinall is through to the quarterfinals. He comfortably beat his German opponent by 4-0. There was also ones today for England's Callan Ritz and Chris Dobby. Dobby defeated Kevin Duits 4-3, with Ritz coming through on the same scoreline against Robert Owen. And all eyes this evening will be on last year's beaten finest Luke Littler. The 17-year-old faces Ryan Joyce in his last 16 tie at Alexandra Palace in what is the final match of the night. Before that, starting at 7:15, Stephen Bunting is up against Luke Woodhouse, and Michael van Gerwen takes on Geoffrey de Gras. And that's your sport for today here in Highland Mickeala. Dermot Doherty is our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, works are ongoing to repair a burst water main in Fulcara. Around 10 properties are affected by the burst in the Carrowcannon area. Ishka Aaron say works are expected to be completed by 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. People are being encouraged to have their say on the emerging preferred route corridor for the Letterkenny Southern Network project. The initiative aims to develop the transport network around the south of the town. The project is currently at phase 2 option selection, the feedback on which will help inform the final stages of the option selection assessment. The closing date for submissions is tomorrow. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the development is an important piece of infrastructure for the town.
With any public consultation, it's always important that we get the public's opinion on what we're proposing. And this year's a major piece of infrastructure for our roads network for the future around Letterkenny. It's cutting across many lands and will affect a lot of people. So it's important that to get the preferred route and get the proper route that's suitable for all, that we hear people's opinions of it and that people put in submissions, particularly landowners and people who feel that they may be affected, but More importantly, just to get a sense of where people are at in relation to the proposed route for this new road, which is very much badly needed, as we know, in Letterkenny.
And we have witnessed so many incidents of traffic issues within Letterkenny. So as you say, this is a massive piece of infrastructure, and people's input, those using Letterkenny day to day, in and out of Letterkenny, it's vital that they have their say, because this all forms the decision.
We're fully aware of the issues with traffic in the town, as everybody else is. The town was developed, and it developed very quickly over a period of about 20 years. Unfortunately, the roads that were there when the town was around 5,000 or 6,000 of a population are still there now when we're 20,000 plus. So we're trying to catch up. And what we need is a wide range and new road network that can tie into the existing road network, but which moves traffic quickly through the town that don't really necessarily need to be in the town. And this is one piece of infrastructure that's very much needed in that Lech area. So, look, we want people to sit up, take notice. This is happening in your town, in your area, and we really value what people think about it, and we would really welcome any submissions so that we, when we do go to select the preferred route, that we have all the information necessary and that we can deliver a road that suits everybody.
The Irish Air Corps and Garda Air Support Unit will get 4 new helicopters in the next few years. The new Airbus aircraft are expected to replace some of the current ageing fleet. The helicopters will be equipped for missions such as maritime security, intelligence and light attack. Declan Pyre, security and defence analyst, says the Air Corps has a long way to go before it can become an air force.
If we really wanted to be more of an adjunct to the armed forces of the state, to be able to support the Navy in terms of monitoring and surveillance operations, both above and below surface, if we wanted to be able to provide a more enhanced support to the Army, particularly with regards to special operations, insertion and training, we do need to consider purchasing more aircraft. Not a huge amount, but purpose-specific aircraft.
For weather now, cloudy today with rain heavy at times, rain clearing in most areas this evening, highest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, people with flu-like symptoms are being urged to speak to their GP, out of hours service or pharmacist, and not to attend emergency departments unless strictly necessary. The number of people in hospital has grown rapidly since the weekend, with close to 870 flu cases admitted. Stanishilla weather warnings have been issued for 5 coastal counties. The first of those has already come into effect in Donegal. A Midlands Northwest MEP has welcomed proposed changes to credit union lending rules. Kieran Mullooly says it will be a game changer for addressing the housing crisis and supporting local communities. And better communication between teachers, teachers' unions and the Department of Education is needed. That's the view of the Donegal Regional Officer for the Irish Second Level Student Union as students prepare for Leaving Cert changes in 2025. That's all from Highland Radio News for this evening. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Our next local bulletin will be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 30th. The death has taken place of Patrick Breslin, Devlin Ray, Carrie Gart, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock to 12 noon each day and on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sheila, Celia Doherty, Nate Kelly, Clea Clonmany and formerly Glengad Mallon. Sheila's remains are reposing at her home. House private pleas to family and friends only. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 11:45, going to St Mary's Church Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital, Kirk Comsky Funeral Directors. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Daniel Dan Coyle, Kilmacrennan Road, Milford, reposing at his late residence until Rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Genevieve Boyle, née Kerr, 14 Meadow Crescent, Sion Mills, reposing at her daughter Genevieve Hughes' home at 2 Foyle Vale Strabane. Fiona leaving there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Rose McHugh, née McKinley, of Clocharna, Hornhead, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Service of Thanksgiving will take place at her home tomorrow at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Holy Cross Graveyard, Dunfanaghy. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.